This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And this morning, not long ago, the 2008 Nobel Prize for Literature was announced, and the winner is a French writer, Jean-Marie Gustave Le Clézio. He not only gets a gold medal, but also a $1.4 million check. Joining us to talk about this win is Patrick Henry Bass, who is a senior editor at Essence Magazine, a book editor. And Patrick, you say this is a big surprise.
This is an upset. I'm sure right now Amos Oz wants a recount of the jury. Like, the short list was Amos Oz. It was Haruki Murakami, the Japanese writer. It was Adonis, who everyone thought was going to get the Nobel Prize, who's
the Syrian poet.
Phenomenal. Mario Vargas Llosa. The Peruvian writer was seen as a shoo-in. There was a lot of controversy over this, you know, particular Nobel in literature for 2008 because of, you know, one of the Swedish judges who
let's
said some
get to that in
words.
One second, but just let's talk about Le Clézio, who is described by the Nobel Committee as someone who's been writing since they were 7 or 8. There was a survey in the 90s done in France that named him among 13% of the population as the most gifted French writer alive. So quite a following, at least there
right,
in France.
Right. JMG, as we can say. John, how would you want to say his last name? Le Clézio.
Le Clézio.
Has published at least 30 books in France. And the French do revere their writers. You know, they really do, in ways that sometimes I think Americans don't.
But also, the Nobel Prize for Literature has never been a popularity contest. I mean, the Nobel Committee takes it as a matter of honor to introduce writers to the world of readers as much as honoring writers who are blockbuster famous already.
Exactly, although Ernest Hemingway won a Nobel Prize, you know, William Faulkner won a Nobel Prize.
Toni Morrison,
the last American to win a Nobel Prize in 1993. Doris Lessing had always done pretty well in terms of sell.
But Kenzaburo Oe, Japanese writer, introduced to the world as a result of the Nobel.
Harold Pinter had no problem getting work done, and he won a Nobel Prize as well. So it's mixed, I would say.
Grisham's Nobel, you know, was
Nicholas Sparks is next. I predict that.
Let's quickly talk about the intrigue here, of course, was not only who was going to win, but from which country the winner would come from, and why was that even an issue?
Because of the jury never reveals themselves. It's quite anonymous, but Horace Engelhardt, I guess, one of the jurors for the Nobel Committee, you know, came out and basically called American writers hacks, you know, essentially, you know. And it would say that American writers are too provincial, because people have wondered for the longest time why Philip Roth or Joyce Carol Oates, who have now become the Susan Lucci's of the Nobel Prizes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Poor Joyce Carol Oates. She's staggering.
She's working on 3 books right now. There'll be 3 books in 2009 from Joyce Carol Oates.
Essentially, he said that American writers are inhibited by their own ignorance.
It was unfortunate what he said, but I think it brings up a very good point. Like, if you look at most of the major publishing houses, there are Nobel candidates like Chinua Achebe, who's never won a Nobel Prize. You know, a Nigerian writer. But it's not as if the American writers, Don DeLillo, Joyce Carol Oates, Philip Roth, is not as if they are moving in that direction towards the Nobel Prize.
Because it's
all about the sales.
Patrick Henry Bass, you're going to stick with us.
Yes,
senior editor from Essence Magazine.
Talking about Nobel winner Jean-Marie Gustave Le Clézio.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.